It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The sponsors of Colorado's public option health insurance bill announced a deal Monday that could guarantee the proposal passes in the legislature. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state's most influential hospital and insurance groups will move to a neutral stance after significant changes to the bill, according to one bill sponsor. The new proposal would force insurance companies to sell a plan with benefits that are defined and regulated by the state government, kind of like a public-private option. It would also give the state power to regulate prices charged by hospitals and doctors. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More people in Colorado are in the hospital with coronavirus now than at any time in the last 3 months. The state health department says the number of patients Monday with confirmed COVID cases is 606. That's the most since late January. The governor says Colorado is in a fourth wave of the pandemic. With more older people getting vaccinated, it's younger adults who are now getting sick. Colorado's efforts to regulate vehicle emissions got a boost yesterday. The EPA will allow California to set its own stricter pollution standards. Travis Madsen with the Southwest Energy and Environment Project says Colorado follows California's lead.
The Biden administration has got Colorado's back when it comes to taking action on climate.
Colorado has a goal of nearly 1 million electric vehicles by 2030. Two high schools in western Colorado's Delta County will become one school in the fall. The new North Fork High will bring together students from Hotchkiss and Paonia, students on the Hotchkiss campus. Kurt Clay is the Delta County School District Assistant Superintendent. He says the merger will make for a stronger school.
Finances is one part of it, but options for students and what our kids can experience is the most important part of all of that decision.
Students and the community voted on North Fork's High School's new name and its colors and mascot. The new school will take over the campus in Hotchkiss. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.